Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Welcome to another segment of Career Connection, powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and I'm delighted to have Tirsa Hall in studio with me today. And we'll be speaking about parenting and remote work, which is an important topic and new adjustments for so many who are living and breathing it. Parenting while working remotely can be an amazing opportunity, but it's not without its own set of challenges. As we flow with Flo in the morning, stay connected as she shares how she has managed to balance work and home demands while supporting loved ones. But before we get into today's topic, we will pause to hear a word from our sponsor.
As a man who loves spending time with family, does whatever it takes to keep my wife happy, and works hard to grow a successful business, it is important for me to stay on top of my game. With Flo's new family plans, I get to keep all my favorite things in one place. With 80 gigabytes of data to share with up to 4 family members and unlimited local anywhere talk and text, I get one bill that covers my entire family for as low as $60 per line and no surprise charges. All I have to do is add my home internet to my mobile. Switch to Flo for more savings and more value. Flo helps me look out for my family's greatest needs, keep my customers happy, stay connected to everything I love, and have more time for the right things.
Tuning in to Career Connection, today we'll be speaking on the topic, parenting and remote work, with our guest, Tirsa Hall. Tirsa, welcome to Career Connection. Thank you so much for taking this time out of your busy schedule and during your visit to be able to share with us today.
Well, it's definitely a pleasure to be here with you, Melanie, and the topic that you chose. I just want to say kudos to you for seeing this to be such a valuable conversation. It's something that we don't often give much attention to, so I'm just happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Okay, just a little bit about Tirsa. She is a native of the Turks and Caicos Islands. She graduated from the University of Miami with a double major in international relations and political science with a concentration in tourism. She obtained a master's degree in human resource management with a concentration in marketing. She serves as director of HR for the Heartland Group. She's a recent certified coach, speaker, and trainer with the John Maxwell team. We're so excited to have you a part of the pack. She is a wife and proud mother of 3. Tirsa, I know there's more to it than what I've just shared. So for the sake of our listening audience, tell us, who is Tirsa Hall?
Thank you. Tirsa definitely is a mother first, and I am very proud of my kids. 4 kids, actually. Yes. Cade, Brooklyn, Lyric, and Genesis. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely a lover of life. I am, many of you know me, obviously, working with the Heartland Group. I've been in the hotel industry as well as the hospitality industry. Next month makes 15 years, so that's exciting. I'm definitely an ambassador of the juggle. I definitely believe that, you know, you should do the most and be the most and add value as much as you can in life. So that's really just who I am.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for that, Tirsa. Now, the hour goes by so quickly, so we're going to dive right into the topic for today on parenting and remote work. Now, Tirsa, apart from finding opportunities to be grateful for the extra time with your little ones, how have you been able to balance the responsibilities of managing, parenting, and working? You know, you are feeling all sides. Share some insight with us as you go through this process.
I'm often asked that question, how are you doing all of this? How do you do this? And usually my first response is the grace of God.
Yeah.
I cannot explain how important and how full of grace God has been to me in this journey. And I think a lot of that is owed to, you know, my mother, who has a very strong faith base.
Right.
We were raised in a strong faith-based environment. And God shows us in unique ways that He is the one keeping it together.
Right.
Because most days I'm like, yeah, I got it, I'm juggling. And then in a moment, God steps away and shows you what His power has been all along. So I definitely start by saying that it's, you know, grace, God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think as a child growing up, I've always had that mindset that she could do it all.
Right.
Because if you remember the time in which we grew up, women weren't as much in the workforce as we are today.
We were mostly
at home, or you would often hear, she can't do this because she's responsible for the kids, mm-hmm. or she can't do that, or you can't have it all. You can't work hard and be someone, a leader in a working environment, because you have to be a dedicated wife.
Right,
and so
right.
I've always had that mindset that, you know, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to do it all.
Wow.
It may mean a lot more work. It may mean a lot more dedication. It may take a lot more time, but don't tell me that we can't do
that
it.
That you can do it, yeah. Oh, I think I pull on that too, you know. I don't like to be told that can't happen, because there must be a way, you know.
Yes, you definitely do that.
Yes.
And I think the last thing would be just in motherhood, you know, you mm-hmm. often hear, a mother doesn't always do what she wants to do, but she does what she has to do. And so if there's anything that's pertaining to my children, there's going to be a way, and I'm going to figure out a way to do that. So that's pretty much what has been fueling me to continue to juggle all that I juggle.
All that you juggle. All right. Well, kudos to you for that. And how has the new phenomenon, you know, been for you and your family? How has that changed the scope of things for you?
I think adjusting wise, we're pretty much comfortable.
Okay.
When the pandemic hit and the whole concept of remote working came into place, I was already working remote probably 2 years.
Right.
So the immediate adjustment was indifferent. But I think since we've been on this journey, we're adjusting, and it's really been focusing on, you know, Brooklyn and Lyric, you know, my beautiful, gorgeous twins who just happen to be autistic. And so having to do what is best for them, and ensuring, you know, that being the primary reason for this working remote process, it is just a matter of us all unified and focusing on the goal, which is to do the best for them.
For them, right. And Tia said, did this require you to create a routine more so for family time, you know, because you are apart from your loved one?
Yes, you know? I mean, I think because my husband and I are separate in terms of split right now, working and covering the two bases, I think we do always ensure that there's an overlap. You know, there's an overlap where both parents are there, where the kids get to experience and enjoy some of the things that they're so used to having.
Right.
And so that just really requires that you establish some overlap and establish that there be set times, just like anyone else would do for vacation or taking time off.
Taking time off. All right, that's interesting. There's another question to that, but I do have it further down, you know, that I'll piggyback off of that same one. And different people have different situations at home, right? And so in my view, it's really not a level playing field when you look at the space or the environment, and it can be overwhelming. So do you have a dedicated space, like a mini classroom that creates some familiarity to school environment, you know, whether it's 2 or 3 hours to help you balance your schedule?
Yes, I definitely feel that environment established the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to have a workspace, an area that you solely dedicate to work. So I do have a work corner, looks just like an office, a desk, printer, and a corner that no one goes in. I mean, the kids literally know that when mom's in that area, that is the working zone. You have to do that for your mental focus and for others to be respected for what you're doing during those times.
And what about the children? Is homeschooling a part of that as well?
Well, the kids are in full school right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going in. But at the times when we did homeschooling, we literally have school desk chairs established in a room, and also we remove the distractions that are around, you know, television, music, all of those things. It's very clear that it is a school environment, and so they know that that's the established routine.
Okay, perfect. All right, now you have a number of responsibilities under your hat, and with responsibilities for 3 properties across the HR spectrum. You know, is there a structure in place for working remotely, you know, such as a work schedule for persons to know when you're online, you know, when you're available? Is there a lunch break? You know, how do you work that?
Well, I mean, as a director, obviously, just as any other role, you're pretty much making yourself available wherever needed, because crisis doesn't make an appointment and says, okay, hey, you know, I'm going to schedule a time in which you're available. So I try to make sure that I'm always available, but we do have clear structured schedules. So obviously children are usually at school during the day, so I will be at work fully available
full
during the morning. During the morning, up until about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And then usually I take a break there when the kids get home, and then we readjust, and then I continue as normal.
Okay.
So I think for anyone that's in the work environment, you really have to just have an established time frame of when your times are actually free.
Free.
And then you establish a schedule with the, with your employer or whoever you may be working with.
Okay, okay. And have you had to set expectations or boundaries, where you have small children, you're homeschooling, in order to help you stay focused, minimize any distractions, or to help you be productive?
Yeah, I think you have to always communicate what your priorities are, especially in a working arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to communicate what it is that you now have to adjust in terms of schedule, don't just say that to your employer and be like, okay, I have to do this with my kids now, or I have to take care of this. Always suggest an alternative.
Yes.
So you look at your schedule, you look at how you can maximize still the same amount of time, and you make that suggestion to your employer in terms of, okay, this is how the hours may need to be adjusted, and this is how I'm actually going to execute
going to work
that.
It, right. Yeah. And talk about having to practice patience more so to keep you in line with communicating with your organization.
Well, patience is always a virtue. Hey, we're always
working
towards.
Some of us don't know how to practice it.
Yes, and I mean, I think at the end of the day, the easiest way to maintain patience is to understand that people have to be patient with you, right? We all have different things that we're demanding at different times, and if we allow for consideration of others, it will be easier for us to be considerate.
Right, and that is helpful because sometimes, persons don't really know what you're going through on the other side, but you have to communicate that in order for them to know how they can, more so assist you.
Yes, definitely. I would say you need to really be involved, and if the organization you're working with is being considerate of, what you need in that particular space and time, then why not? I have to, always commend Harlan Group for, understanding what my needs were at the time and allowing me, after having added value for so many years, to be able to see that value returned.
Return.
Is always a good experience.
Right. Okay. And Tessa, communication is the most important skills, right, for leaders to have to effectively lead remote teams. How have you been able to stay connected or communicate well with your team across the digital divide?
Well, I'd love to say thank you to technology, because technology has certainly made it so much easier for us to communicate on a regular basis. And as a leader and someone that's responsible for giving on-site advice to the team, it's very important that we're always connected.
Mm-hmm.
So most times, if it's an urgent issue or if it's an issue that they need immediate attention to, I always encourage them to send me a WhatsApp.
Right.
And that has worked really well for us. They know that I'm always reachable. They know that they can connect with us, but we also put support systems in place for them to ensure that someone on the ground, should they need something, a little bit more physical, that can be met.
That can be met. Okay, I did have that question for you as well. Okay, you are listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow, with Melanie Smith and my guest, Tirsa Hall. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
Your safety and convenience are most important to us at Flow. That's why we provide many ways for you to keep your account connected, which now includes FastPay, the new convenient payment option on our website. No registration required. Or download the MyFlow app to pay anytime from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. If you wish to pay your bill in person, feel free to visit any of our fully sanitized branches. Flow is committed to helping you stay connected. Let's do this together.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about parenting and remote work. Tirsa, managing face-to-face is very difficult from doing it online. And not having direct communication with your employees can suffer, as well as pressing concerns, because I thought about this. You're not just 10 minutes away from the office, or where they can just knock on the door. How have you been able to temper in this?
Well, I'll definitely say having to rely on virtual communication makes things different. But for me, it hasn't been too great of a challenge, because if you think about the different generations we have, the younger generation are actually more comfortable communicating through means like WhatsApp, text messaging. Mm-hmm. Think about sick days. Most times people are not calling and saying they're sick anymore. They're sending a message. I noticed that, you know, there's a slight adjustment in the newer generation that they're more comfortable and sending voice notes. I have staff across the Heartland Group properties that will send me voice notes of things they have, concerns they have, issues they have, and they're completely comfortable to send them in that way. But of course, we still have the traditional who really like that one-on-one or that in-person communication. And we still have some persons that struggle with the technology, meaning, you know, getting on is one thing, much less being able to communicate. So I find that we take full advantage, especially when I'm here. Like now, I spend a lot of time with my team, ensuring that they get what they need and having the camaraderie. What I also do as well, I mean, you have to, as a leader, empower other leaders. And the leaders and the managers on a property are ones that are open and comfortable enough to communicate to the team members.
Right.
And even though I'm remote, what I also require them to do is go to one location. So they're with each other, and then it's just me and them, and I can see all of their faces, and we can have that connection that we're used to.
Okay, and how often are you able to come in to visit?
I come in various times, wherever needed, sometimes every other month, sometimes quicker than that. It all depends on what the demand is.
What the demands are. And I like that you mentioned the part about the millennials, you know, and I know sometimes some of us are not, you know, open to in leadership changing to that, the WhatsApp and the, you know, however they like to communicate, you know. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we want to keep it where it's either, you know, email or a phone call, more so, to say that I'm not able to come in. So elaborate on that a little bit for us.
Yeah, I think as employers we have to start shifting the way we see things, because technologies change, the generations are changing, and they're not going to change the way they grew up. They didn't grow up with the same luxuries that we did, or they grew up with more cutting edge technology, which allows for faster communication. So these are the things that they're comfortable with. The most important thing for us should be the message.
The message, so correct.
Are they getting the message? Am I getting the message? And so if you empower people to feel comfortable with however means they use, and the means that they use still solves the concern or addresses the issue that you're setting out to do, then allow them to be who they are.
Right. So anyone who's in business and saying that I don't do business through WhatsApp or, you know, text messages, change the scope today.
Yeah, well, I would say change the scope, but there's also, it all depends too.
Right.
Because in business, there are some things that you need to physically be there. I would certainly say if I'm dealing with an issue that requires negotiation or requires me to really get a good sense of the individual or be able to read the individual, I would want that to be in a virtual space where I can see them. But if it is something as simple or a task that's simple, allow the individual to communicate in the way that they're most comfortable.
Patricia, I want to just go to one more on that. The policies that you know, us as HR professionals, or more so the organization put in place about your phone, you know, at work. How would you then react to that?
Well, I would definitely, I am a firm supporter of cell phones and personal phones not being in the working environment, only because they form a great distraction. I don't know about you, but the minute I hear that ping, I want to know what it says. Yeah. And so I think from that angle, you have to set some established parameters. But I will say, on the flip side, technology is also beneficial in the industry as well. In a hotel, for example, we have cell phones tied to business phones, meaning this is the phone that your company is assigned to you. And we have apps like Alice, where anyone at the property at any time can see a deficiency and put it into the system immediately. And so, yes, if we use WhatsApp, we have a lot of WhatsApp groups within our company, and we find it to be a really great bonding experience. We're doing leadership building, we're doing motivationals, our VPs are getting involved, and so that has been very beneficial, but only in the context of business.
Only because even when you say that, sometimes our employees would normally come back with, well, the managers always have their phone, and so we have to communicate that clearly to say it's a working device.
Yes, exactly. So you're utilizing it for the working reasons.
Okay, I just needed to plug that in
there.
Yeah,
that's great. That's awesome.
Okay, and while virtue is the in thing, right, persons are getting tired more so of having to be on all these online meetings, right? And do you find this to be frustrating or affecting the your ability to perform more so or even connect with your team?
I think it depends on what the meetings are. So say, for example, it's a regular manager's meeting or HOD or morning stand-ups. I think those, a lot of people prefer them to be online because they're able to do a little multitasking. You're cutting down on your distancing time. But I think if you're talking about meetings and conversations that really require involvement and engagement, then online can be challenging. And so you have to be creative in how you keep persons engaged. And I use several different methods. Things that require responses, I do polling in the chats.
Okay.
People like little polls and little being able to give their input and insight. So you find different ways to keep them engaged and work through that. So it could be very beneficial. I feel some people might not even want to go back to the physical work meetings.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all depends.
It all depends. You know, and I ask you that because I know sometimes we talk about how you know, that didn't have to be in an email. You could have simply said that to me rather than emailing me. But sometimes we don't want to get information lost in translation. And so sometimes we put it in writing.
Yes.
You know, just to be sure.
Most definitely.
All right. Perfect. And Tessa, how have you found it difficult to manage, you know, the multiple priorities that you have? You know, has it been overwhelming for you on how you will get the tasks accomplished or even connect with your team?
Well, I think any person in the multitasking arena has to suffer some sort of period where they're overwhelmed. So if there's someone out there that is overwhelmed with what they're covering, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That just means you have to really prioritize. And I think structure, putting things in structure that allows you to have that balance will help you on the main run. Just as life is, you'll always have challenges and things will get more difficult than ever.
Yeah.
But you stay focused and true to the task there is. So I think, we work together. We are continually evaluating what is working, what isn't working, and how can we adjust and make it efficient.
Right.
And so once you do that, you'll find some alternatives that are going to make you more successful.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And while we talk about the fact that working remotely is not as easy as it might seem, right? Talk to us about distractions, social isolation, network issues. You may not be able to connect with your team. It's a new environment. How were you able to transition?
In terms of it being a new environment and a whole lot of different things happening at once, I think at first you start off trying to do everything.
Right.
And that doesn't work. That dies very quickly.
Right.
And then you realize, okay, I need to establish a priority. So I can't help but go back to structure and going back to saying, what is most important? What are the times that I'm going to be able to do that in?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I set this out where it works for everyone involved?
Right.
That included conversations with every party, you know, even your kids. Because my son, Cade, he is totally non-negotiable when it comes to what time that he needs.
My mommy.
And he establishes that without fear. And so I have to negotiate with him as well in terms of, okay, this is when we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. And, you know, that is really what makes a difference.
Okay. And has this new reality, you know, more so forced you to have to think differently in how you approach things, more so how you support your family to help you navigate through the process?
I think so. I think it's changed me as an individual because I'm certainly one of those free spirits, meaning I just love to move on impulse. But I learned more than ever that structure, task orientation is so important, especially when you're juggling, because you want to give yourself effectively to every party involved.
Right.
You don't want to shortchange anyone in that process. And that will only work if you establish realistic objectives of what you're going to be able to achieve. And that requires great transparency. And so if you're going to do a work remote arrangement, don't choose a work arrangement that you can't satisfy. And don't do that because of money either, because sometimes you may do that because of money, but you need to make an adjustment. Maybe you need a lesser pay arrangement with less time that you need to give, that makes it better for you to juggle. You have to have a clear sense of what it is. And I would just like to add on that, you have to have a great awareness of self. If you're multitasking, you need to know where your meter is. You need to know how high, how overwhelmed you're getting, because in this world, mental issues, all of these things are coming out of people either being overwhelmed, having so much emotions happening, having so many duties, and not really being aware of what they're able to sustain.
And that is so important. And you've even mentioned more so, you know, the amount that you can take. Did you find that you had to make changes to your schedule often just to accommodate the changes that was happening?
I think I had to make changes quarterly. I think probably every 3 months or so based on what is happening, because obviously I have children, school schedules change.
Right.
So there's some things that stays constant, and then there's a few time frames where that needs to be adjusted, and then you need to anticipate those. So I anticipate those, and I have those conversations prior to them taking place. It makes adjustment for everyone involved so much easier, because they know that it's coming and they know where they need to be and what position they need to place themselves.
Perfect. All right, thank you for that, Tessa. I want to ask you a question, you know, that I really thought of when I put this together, because I happened to work with you, you know, during my last corporate position. And it is often said, if you need help, ask for it. How is that going for you?
Asking for help, I think, has been the greatest learning curve for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so used to being concerned of what other people need that I'm so independent in that sense.
Right.
You know, I always want to be there for everyone. So of course, quite naturally, you want to be there for yourself.
Yes.
And you don't really always think about how to ask for help or how to get help. And so I've learned a lot in that arena, and I'm grateful for those persons that have been in my circle.
Right.
But I want to take the time too to say to the community out there, there are a lot of strong people that are overwhelmed.
Yes.
They're going through a lot.
Yes.
And they will never ask you for help. They struggle in that arena. Why not offer it?
Yeah, but you know, and often we say, check on your strong friends. Believe you me, that is so true. You know, because I do it. You know, I sometimes suffer in silence because I don't know how to always ask for help, and I want to make sure that, you know, these things are achieved. And so it's important to check on your strong friends. We don't always ask for help.
Yes, and don't be non-negotiable about it, because you will go and say, do you need some help? And they'll be like, no, I got it. No, I insist. I'm going to do this for you. You're going to need to do that for those stronger personalities. Mm. I want to talk about, and it's something that I think went viral on Facebook the other day, even on Instagram, there was a comment, and it was talking about black women, but I mean, it's beyond black women. I think it's women and anyone that's juggling.
Yeah.
And they said that they don't typically recognize depression and anxiety.
Mm.
They picture it as failing.
Wow.
And that hit a note in my spirit, because so many of us, in the overwhelming journey, we've said that a couple times, like, ooh, I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I can't deliver to all these things or
to all these people.
And I want to give that. And so that is even more important why we have to have a greater sense of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
But those people that are around us have to also listen to the cues and to be able to add value where they can.
Where they can.
And be non-negotiable about it.
Yeah.
I can't stress it enough that we should always be mindful of the people that are around
that
us
around
and support
us
where we can.
Yeah. And that is so important. And you know, it's good to always, you know, ask for help. That is very important. And I'm also speaking to myself.
Yes.
I'm also speaking to myself. Tessa, was there ever a thought of feeling trapped? Stuck, you know, when you don't have the ability, more so, of seeing your relatives every day, something that you were accustomed to, you know, to bring you joy and engage with your loved ones.
Totally. I mean, there's no place like Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
I don't care who, where you may think is better. There's just no place better than being at home. And so I know everyone who's seen me in the last 2 weeks, they know they felt my love, they felt my energy, because it's just so nice to be around people and to spread love and to spread joy.
Right.
And so, yes, I feel that there are times when you get homesick.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when you get overwhelmed. There may be times where you don't even feel like there's an end in sight.
So true.
And I go back to what I say. It's the grace of God that keeps me going. It's the mindset. It's the faith. And it's definitely, you know, strong people in your corner, like my mom. Mom, I know you out there watching. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. You are the best mother ever in terms of support, and in terms of just helping you focus on what is important and the things that are going good in the world. You know, I get overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed also because, you know, I have my daughters, we would like to be home.
Right.
You
right,
know, and,
right.
and unfortunately the system that we have doesn't allow that, yes. you know, for them to be yes. where we want to be around our family and stuff. So yeah, there are definitely moments, but they're great moments. Yeah, they're right. great moments that God has allowed to happen.
To happen.
To allow that we are here, that we are being taken care of, and that we are able to do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And so I say, in those moments, you will always have times like that.
Right, right.
But you have to hold true to your faith.
To your faith.
I don't know how people survive without God in it. Let me just tell you, if you are, you must be superhuman.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
yeah.
I can't stress enough, it's important to have a base of hope. And that's mm-hmm. a hope that doesn't change, right? Because you may rely on men and people,
yeah.
but that doesn't mean they won't fail you. And so you have to find... Mm-hmm. always a way and a place to create joy
yes.
from within,
yes.
to be content no matter what's happening mm-hmm. around
you.
To see that positive is going to come and it will happen.
And it will happen. And, you know, I want to plug in kudos to your mom as well. I've seen you, you know, more so sharing how helpful her and, you know, other family members have been to you. And so, you know, happy that you were able to share some love with her publicly today, even though I know you often
yes,
do.
Yes, my mom
you know?
And dad, they're amazing. I mean, all our support system, mm-hmm. my family, all of you, I appreciate everyone who does that add value. And even the people in Brooklyn Lyrics, like godparents and people who check on them.
Right,
and all those little things matter. We
right.
got to get back to that
right.
society and that community where we were all involved in what was happening in mm-hmm. each other's mm-hmm. life. And I think mm-hmm. Facebook does a good job of that too, because a lot of the people that I grew up with in the community, they are on Facebook adding value as well. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak
yeah.
enough about that.
And Tierce, you know, I want to commend you more so too, because it took you a while to get to this point, you know, more so to even share what you was really going through with your twin girls. And so to now be here today expressing all of these things with us, and more so helping us to get to another point of you know, sharing that it can work, you know, and there are so many possible changes that you can make, you know, whether you know, you feel like you're failing, there is positivity at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, and I truly believe every journey that we go through in life mm. is not for us.
Yeah.
It's also yeah. for us to ensure that we're supporting other people who are thinking that or feeling that. You know, there's mm-hmm. a mom somewhere out there that is feeling overwhelmed, and maybe she's a single mom and she's just totally overwhelmed and tired of being the one having to do everything. Or, you know, they're just maybe someone who is not quite sure what to do with the challenge that they're facing and doesn't have the support. And
right.
so when we share what we go through on a journey, at least people don't see us as some perfect person that doesn't
right.
have problems. But they see that despite the problems we have,
right.
we still move forward in joy and gratefulness,
right.
hoping to receive, mm. you know, a breakthrough, or hoping to receive better. When we complete the
yeah.
journey.
And that is so true, because, you know, especially in the social media realm, if we focus on more so what we see all the time, we're not going to show people the bad side. We often show the good side. So a person always read that differently, like, oh, you know, life is great and all that. No, but there are struggles along the way. We just don't perhaps wear it on our shoulders more.
Of course.
So.
Yeah. Of course.
All right. Tessa, you were accustomed to having daily connections, right? Have you had to hold yourself accountable to keep in touch with colleagues, or, you know, to have that interaction with others?
I think when you're juggling three properties,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a heightened sense of awareness.
Right.
Because you may be so used to, and there's always in every group someone that's more vocal than the other.
Right.
And so you, or someone that's asking you more, and the other that may mention it once, but you won't hear.
Keep you on
so
your toes.
You, I think in those positions, mm-hmm. you don't just leave it up to yourself.
Right.
You speak to the people that rely on you daily and say, look, I'm here if you need me. If I don't answer, do this. If you still can't get me, do this.
Right.
Don't feel at, I always tell my staff, don't feel at any time that you're bugging me.
Right.
It's my job to support you. I don't care how many times you call me for the day. If you need me, I will be,
you'll
there.
Be there.
And so let them feel comfortable to do that, and let them know that in problem solving, it's not, I tried this, and then when I come to find out the update, oh, I tried that and it didn't work.
It
you should
didn't.
Be on the next thing.
Yeah.
What is the next step?
Right.
What is the next goal? How?
Right.
What else can I try? And so I try to invoke that spirit in them, that they are relentless in pursuit of whatever they're trying to solve. Okay. And they seek help where and when.
Okay, perfect. If you're just joining us, you have missed half of today's program, Career Connection, powered by Flow, with your host Melanie Smith and my guest Tirsa Hall. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will hear from our guests once again.
When your dog rolls over, does it give you double data? Nope. But Flow prepaid mobile plans do. Simply stay topped up, and your 7-day or 30-day plan will renew with twice the data. That's 6 gigs in your 7-day plan and 20 gigs in your 30-day plan. Plus, rollover lets you keep your unused data. Now that's a good plan. Dial *129 number sign to activate and stay topped up. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Career Connection. The hour is going by so quickly, and there are still a number of questions that I'd like to ask Tirsa. And Tirsa, I want to now go on to, you know, when things are not going right, we often think, I'm a parent, more so, I must keep it together, and we cover up our meltdowns, right? What practice did you implement it to help you minimize your stress, check into your own mental health, you know, and what you're going through, or any self-care decompress to jump back and try again tomorrow?
I think time for yourself is important. You should allow at least, and I'm being generous here, yeah, at least a half hour a day for yourself. You have to be able to give yourself a break.
And you're being very generous with the half hour.
Yeah, and it should be a lot more. I think daily affirmations is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, I read a statistic somewhere, I believe it might have been in the 15 Invaluable Laws, that talked about throughout your whole life as a child, right, growing up into an adult, 150,000 times you've been told the things you can't do, only 5,000 the things you can do or you're empowered to do, which means we have a whole lot to do with just affirming ourselves. And I think just taking the time to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, you are rocking this, girl.
And that's so important. You know, it's so important, because we cover up a lot of, you know, we talk about it earlier, you know, the strength base that perhaps we might have, but there are times when you just have to let it go.
You have to. Yeah. And you have to have those people in your life. I'm grateful to have some people in my life that I could talk to, that I could just be myself with, you know, and just be comfortable. You have to be able to do that on so many fronts. People that you trust, God, talking out loud, and this, the power of the self-fulfilling prophecy and the power of your tongue to say only positive things and to believe that these things will come to fruition. We all get tired, but you have to address and give acknowledgement to your feelings. If you don't, I always say, you'd only be a skip and a hop away from your cheese sliding from your cracker. You're losing your mental state if you're not constantly aware and giving credit and moments for that. Yeah.
And it's important, you know, that you even mention that part with mental health, because we have to check in with ourselves, you know, because sometimes we are just melting away and we know it, right? But we've refused to more so acknowledge, you know, what we're going through. I give myself the five. I do a come down.
Hey, I like that.
I do a come down. And when that come down is over, you know, I'm back in the game.
Yes.
More so, you know. So, but we have to acknowledge it.
And give yourself space and time to check out. Because I think a lot of times, especially social media, you know, there's a lot of people that are on that constant pressure. I must post every day. I must do this. I must do that. And if you need a break,
You have to step back.
The world will understand.
And often, even for me, like, you more so know that there are so many people out there counting on you, and you feel that you have to do this. And it happened to me more so a month ago, you know, when I was absent, and I kept getting messages of that kind. Where are you? I miss your messages that you send every day and all of that. And so when you know that people are out there counting on you, sometimes it puts that pressure, but you can still take it one day at a time.
Yes.
You know.
And you know what? They will understand. Like, if you let them know that you're fueling up, they're going to support you.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't think of it that way, but if you say, you know, I'm going to get those life lessons out to mm-hmm. you this week, but I'm trying to regroup. They're like, yes, regroup. We're excited.
It's important.
Get your rest. And so they think about you and see you as the human that you are.
Yeah, so true. And have you had to create a stress-free zone at any point during this process?
Oh, I think stress-free zones are not an option.
Yeah.
You have to create spaces for yourself. And and like I said, that ties directly to awareness. When you feel that your cup is getting full, you have to say, halt.
Right.
I need a break. I feel I am very clear and of my senses of where my emotions are, where my cup level is, and I need to take a break.
And
so
I
have to do that.
I like that you mentioned the cup thing, because I don't know, everybody must know now that I have a passion for this Coffee with Mel. Sheba, if you're listening, it's coming. And so look out for a cup of thoughts, which is my affirmation cards that is on the way. And so I think you would really like that. And it's called A Cup of Thoughts.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so look out for that.
I love it.
All right, family support. Have you been able to utilize your resources and more so sharing ships? You know, you've kind of mentioned it already, with family to identify responsibilities, you know, especially including your husband more so, and communicate regularity more so with those in your support system, right? So that they know how best to support you.
Yes, I think, you know, I have done that, and I would like to just encourage again. A lot of times family, some family members are like not quite sure how they can help you.
Right.
You know, they may want to, they're like, I don't know how to help her. I don't know have the things she does.
Right,
and
right.
So sometimes it's a mindset thing for people that are supporting you to be able to say, you know, how can I assist? What are some of the things I can do that will, you know, help you be less stressed?
Right.
And so taking that time to make choose things that you can physically do. Sometimes it might just be, you know, going to the grocery store, running a store run, not necessarily doing what that individual does on a regular basis, but something that you can take away from it will make the world of a difference. And so really making that step to be more active and seeing where can I help. What people most often don't realize is that the people that don't have that juggle and struggle are in the best position to help and make a difference in the world. Whether it is with special needs, whether it is with just a single mom that's overwhelmed. If you don't have kids, you are in the best position. And maybe that's your calling. Maybe that's a part of what your purpose is supposed to be in life. There's someone out there that is you're supposed to help. That
it's
you're
so
supposed
true.
To add value to. I often mourn where we are as a society.
Because
as a child, I grew up in an environment where the society and the community raise kids.
Talk about that often.
Or help be involved in everything from your educational well-being, your religious background. We were just so involved. And now we're so selfish.
Yeah.
We're only concerned about what's happening in our four walls. We're not. Some of us don't even know who our neighbors
are. And that is so true.
So
you know,
true.
And Jason, just like you share that, when I often speak to my children about, you know, when we were growing up, they were like, wow, you guys had it awesome, you know? But it's so true. Like, who are our neighbors? We don't know.
No. And I even think in the schools, you know, the teachers and the parents used to have such a great relationship. And that's changed because there's this selfishness.
It's
my child, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. And we don't have that full flow of communication that's happening. And this selfish world makes it easy for people to go into, you know, overwhelmed depression, anxiety, because there's just the value isn't being added anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. But we're going to change that.
Yes.
All right, Tessa, this one is very important to me when I think about it. Right? And sometimes the belief that gets in the way is that you can't manage what you can't see. How has that worked for you and your state of mind?
Not managing what you can't see from the perspective of virtual
or you know, connecting with your team. You know, you're managing this three properties as HR director and, you know, what you can see, more so you can't manage.
I agree. I think in order to see something, you have to be looking for it, right? You have to have a sense of awareness, and you have to be looking around. But even as we as leaders take the time to look to see what's happening, we still might not even see.
Yeah.
And I think there's a value in the surrounding team members that you have. Mm-hmm. Every team member is different. Every person around you, even in your family, is different, and they have different gifts of insight. Do you notice that sometimes we are more comfortable with people who are like us?
Yeah.
Or we open up to people that are like us. Mm-hmm. Some people just happen to be, and I never forget one of my past HR employees, she was just like the best listener. And so everyone would go to her and tell her what
everything
was happening.
Yeah.
And so you have to have value in those mm-hmm. persons that are on your team and help them be a part of the, you know, diagnosing what might be an issue having them be that source of information for you so that you're not just relying on your own insight, but you're relying on the insight and the combined effort of others.
Of others. Okay, and that's so important. And, you know, ambiguity is sometimes unclear, right? And so how have you been able to deal with the things that you can't control?
I think my mom always told me that there are going to be some things in life that you can't control, mm-hmm. that you can't fix. The important thing is, have you made your best effort?
Yeah.
Have you made your best effort? Have you communicated what you feel needs to be done? The rest you leave up to God.
You leave it there.
You leave it there from that point, mm-hmm. but you make sure that you're doing and you're providing the most effort that you can.
Perfect, perfect. And, you know, when we even think about your children, you know, it's harder for younger children to stay engaged more so and to build a routine, right? What advice would you give to help persons in a similar situation to hopefully successfully navigate remote work while parenting?
Parents, I am going to tell you, like I've learned, scheduling is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Scheduling is so important in the parenting world. I mean, I did scheduling from when my kids were newborns. At 3 months, they were in their crib in their own room. Like, you have to establish clear schedules and they get used to them, and it makes things so much easier. I do want to say, too, I'm going to take full opportunity of this moment.
Yes.
The iPads.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, the iPads are a danger. Try to reduce as much as possible the use of the iPads.
Mm.
They seriously affect critical thinking in a child's ability to speak flow as often, that it is a huge distraction.
Okay.
And you want to be able to have the environment where you and your child can communicate on a regular basis.
Mm.
And let's face it, we're also busy because guess what? When the child's on the iPad, where are you?
Right.
You're on the phone or you're busy with work.
So
you have to have, I definitely try to schedule, we call it No Technology Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
So there's no technology on those days, which promotes, you know, active communication.
Right.
And so, yes, scheduling is your friend as parents. We're all busy, and it's important to have slot times for kids to be able to sit in their own in their own thoughts.
Okay, perfect.
It's amazing how uncomfortable kids can be when they don't have those devices or something to rely on. So I would suggest that. And then there are apps. There are apps you can put on your device that control the times, because sometimes we forget to take the iPad
away.
Okay. So put those measures in place that it does it for you and helps create a better balance so that you, when working, maybe they have it, and then when they're not, you have that time where you are engaging them and pulling out conversation.
Wow. Okay, that's important. That's very important to know. Thanks for plugging that in. The hour has gone by so quickly. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we'll have our last question for our guests.
Flow helps you stay connected to what matters. Simple plans and a better network mean that you can enjoy 30 days of unlimited social messaging, 10 gigabytes of reliable data to use as you like, and 1,000 local anywhere calls and texts. With the always-on prepaid plan, all for $80, with Turks and Caicos' most reliable LTE network. With Flow, it only gets better.
Welcome back to Career Connection. This is our final question to our guests as we close out for this segment. Tirsa, are there any personal stories or example you can share that really demonstrates how parenting and remote work can work well together?
Well, I would say In my working arrangement, usually with work, I'm done at the hour of 5.
Right.
So usually at 5, from 5 to 6 is an hour that I normally spend working with my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
My son also has some homework.
Right.
We have him do that earlier, and we've created a really good vibe where during that hour, he's helping the girls with reading, and I'm helping the other twins. So we're sitting down and we're working together. And now it's become a situation where they're so used to the routine,
right.
They're literally going for the books at five.
Okay.
So there's some good benefits there now that it went from being a requirement to now being something that we look forward to, something that
yeah.
we bond off.
That and I
think
joy.
If yeah. you do that, you're really going to inspire your family members to adjust their times and then be able to give fully to
right.
the experience rather than saying, oh gosh, we have family hour again, I don't want to do it. But if you allow that and create a schedule over time, it really becomes something that you don't want to let go
yeah,
of.
Right.
And sometimes we have to save our family from themselves
right.
sometimes by
right.
taking some of those distractions away and really allowing them to see what being together or having that slotted time is like.
Right. Okay, that's very good. Do you have any parting words to share with our audience before we leave?
I just want to say to all the people that are out there juggling, the struggle of the juggle is real, but you are greater than that. You are amazing. There's nothing that you can do with commitment, with faith, with a structure, and that is easy to put in place. And I think kudos to you,
right.
because you're doing
right.
what you need to do to ensure that either your dreams come true, that your children are supported,
right.
and that your organization is still getting the value from you as needed if you have to be remote. And,
right.
and I would just say to the community, organizations, be supportive where you can, because there are so many employees that have given so much of their time in some space or another. And so if there are opportunities where you can do that and it doesn't affect operations, then take advantage of it and show that, you know, that consideration.
Awesome, awesome. This has been an awesome conversation, right? I hope that it would have provided you with tips and the level of insight that you need to navigate through the process of parenting and remote work. Teresa, thank you so much for contributing this hour with us. You know, your transparency and realism are to be commended. It was certainly a pleasure having you, and thank you, audience, for tuning in. Join us again next Thursday for another chat of Career Connection, powered by Flow, with your host, Melanie Smith. Special thanks to the RTC team in Grand Turk and Provo, Flow Turks and Caicos, and to my esteemed guest, Tirsa Hall. Until next Thursday, make that connection today. Thank you.